Good morning. You know, a few weeks ago, I preached about true happiness and what true happiness is. And today, I'd like to talk about what the definition of true greatness is in our eyes and in the eyes of God. I had dinner a few weeks ago with a family from my home parish in Nutley. They have triplets, and they're good kids. Two girls and a boy, they're in their teens, and I asked them what was the most important thing in their lives. How do they spend their time? What makes them happy? What makes them feel great? The young man loves baseball. He plays on his high school baseball team, and he's good. He has aspirations of playing after college. He measures his success in life, greatness in his eyes, and in the eyes of others, by his successes on the baseball diamond. His sisters are into singing and acting. They have aspirations of performing on Broadway, singing and acting after they finish college, majoring in theater arts. Yet in enjoying my time with them, there was one thing missing. The thing that was missing was God. The triplets are so wrapped up in their lives, so busy, so enthralled with being successful in their chosen talents, that their focus on God was missing. So I was on a mission. I was on a hunt for examples to show them that even in the face of success, even in the face of all their talents they have, they're not to forget God. A few years ago, I recall reading an article about stories of success and giving back. And regardless of the amount of wealth someone has, the focus should always be on our Catholic faith, first and foremost. So I sent the triplets an article. These were some examples that the writer mentioned. I know that some of us remember the actor Danny Thomas. In the early days of his career, Danny Thomas found it very difficult to find work. He had a wife and he had children, and he just couldn't make ends meet. As he and his family struggled, his despair grew even larger. He wondered if he should give up his dreams of acting and find some steady work. He turned to St. Jude, the patron saint of lost causes. "Show me my way in life," he vowed to this saint one night in a Detroit church, "and I will build you a shrine." That prayer to St. Jude marked a very pivotal moment in Danny Thomas's life. Soon after, he began to find work, eventually becoming one of the biggest stars of radio and of film and of television. And as one of the world's biggest celebrities, Danny used his fame to fulfill his vow to St. Jude and to change the lives of thousands of children and thousands of families through St. Jude's Children's Hospital. And then the author of that article that I sent to the triplets mentioned the actor Mark Wahlberg, a modern day actor who got his start singing. He crossed over into acting and became very successful. When he was asked in an interview about his success, he had an incredible answer. He said, "Once I focused on my faith, wonderful things started happening to me. And I don't mean professionally. That's not what it's about. It's much bigger than that. I want to serve God and to be a good human being, to make up for the mistakes I made in life and the pain that I put people through. That's what I'm praying for. And that's what I recommend to everybody." Wahlberg's whole life changed when he centered his life on prayer and on his faith. He stayed focused on what is most important in life, and his career followed on that path. Wahlberg spoke about his priorities in life, saying, "Being a good actor or a good producer, that's not going to help me sleep at night, and it's not going to get me into heaven. The most important thing from where I sit is to be a good father, to be a good husband, and to be a good human being. A man who helps his fellow man and raises his kids to be good human beings as well. The final example in that article was about Mike Piazza, the baseball player who was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame a few years ago. I have to confess, I told Father Stephen that I searched and searched for a holy Boston Red Sox player, but I couldn't find one. Before Mike Piazza gave his emotional speech at his Baseball Hall of Fame induction ceremony, the former Mets catcher received a blessing during a 7:30 a.m. Mass. The retired MLB star attended St. Mary's Church in Cooperstown, New York, where he was blessed on the church steps by the priest. Looking back, Piazza said that his mother Veronica instilled a Catholic faith in him. She gave me the gift of my Catholic faith, he said, which is the greatest gift a parent could give a child, which has had a profound impact on my career and has given me patience and compassion and hope. During his emotional speech, the baseball star thanked his family, his supporters, and his team, but he also took the time to praise our Lord. Piazza reflected on the time he played in the first game after the September 11th terrorist attacks on our nation, and how he saw Jesus in that very moment as first responders ran toward the World Trade Center in New York City. Jesus said, "There is no greater love than to lay down one's life for his friends. I consider it an honor and a privilege to have witnessed to that love," Piazza said, remembering the police officers and the firefighters on the scene after the attacks. During a previous interview, Piazza spoke about how his faith had been instrumental throughout his baseball career, saying, "I truly believe that my whole professional career has been a blessing from God, and it's been a great gift. I know I worked hard and I have to apply myself, but I still feel that you have to have a lot of blessings and graces from above." So this was the article that I sent to the triplets, hopefully opening their eyes to something much bigger than their limited definition of what greatness is. And the gospel reading that we just heard is so relevant to all of this. Jesus is telling you and me that the kind of greatness he calls us to embody does not rest on competition alone. It rests upon having God as part of the equation at all times. Welcoming the weak, embracing those who have no power, those who are vulnerable, those with no voice, those with no home, those with no next meal, those with no clothes, all with God quietly guiding us. You know, greatness in my eyes has changed over the years. It used to be how many court cases I won, how many zeros were in my salary. Will I get the corner office this year? But things have changed. For me personally, each day, greatness in my eyes is measured by humility. Before I leave my rectory room every morning, I quietly read a prayer called the Litany of Humility. It reminds me of how I need to act, how I need to think, and how I fall short every single day. And then I reflect on the following. These words, when I reflect upon them, are greatness in my eyes, and I'd like to share them with each of you this morning. When I think of greatness, I'm not shouting or boasting that I'm someone who lives flawlessly. I'm humbly whispering that I was lost, but now I'm found and I am forgiven. When I think of greatness, I don't speak of this with arrogance. I'm humbly confessing that I stumble and I need Christ to guide me every single day. When I think of greatness, I'm not trying to be strong. I'm humbly professing that I'm weak and I need his strength to carry on. When I think of greatness, I'm not bragging of success. I'm humbly admitting that I have failed and I need God to clean up my mess. When I think of greatness, I'm not claiming to be perfect. My flaws are far too visible. But God believes that I'm worth it. When I think of greatness, I still feel the sting of pain. I have my share of struggles and sufferings, so I humbly call upon his name. When I think of greatness, I'm not holier than thou. I'm just a simple sinner who received God's good grace somehow. And in receiving his grace, I get on my knees every single night, and I give thanks to him who is good and deserving of all of my love. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.